From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, rockin' and rollin', this is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. What a treat this is right now to have an old friend of the radio program join us in studio. He is a Pro Football Hall of Famer, which is always nice to say. And obviously, he's a proud former Green Bay Packer. Go, Pack, go! And that is our pal, Leroy Butler. Leroy, how you been?
Every day of vacation. Every single day is a vacation. And for people out there, I say, no, it's not. It is. Because if you let people know what bothers you, they'll do it every day. So my grandma told me that. Good to see you, man.
Well, it's great to see you, and I appreciate you coming on in.
You're taller than the last time I met you 4 or 5 years ago.
I don't think I've grown since then. Yeah. I've lost some weight, but I don't think I got any taller. But
no, I appreciate you because when we first met, it was organically. But the thing about you was you understand content.
Yes. That is true. People say that.
And I wasn't even in the Hall of Fame yet.
No. I think I was. If you recall, we were in Miami when we first met in person.
Yes.
And
yes.
I may have been standing in the middle of Radio Row yelling at all the voters, if you don't vote Leroy Butler in the Hall of Fame, I'm going to kick your ass
my
in
guy.
The streets of Miami.
That's my guy.
And shortly after that, you got in. Yes. Now, I didn't get to introduce you at the ceremony or anything like that. Or
well,
I didn't
it's my wife, Zach. You can get over your wife.
We'll talk about August Allen, by the way, in just a little bit. But I saw you all over the draft in Green Bay.
Yes.
That was a pretty cool experience having the draft at Lambeau Field.
Zach, as you know, I only played for one team. Now, I remember back in the 90s, there's two things I thought we'd never get. Obviously, the Super Bowl ain't happening. The draft is not happening. So I'm okay with that because, you know, I think – football, I mean, the legacy of the Green Bay Packers, we don't have an owner, as you know. We have shareholders. When Mark Murphy told me, we're getting a draft, I said, you're going to get the Nobel Peace Prize. Because it's the smallest market. People don't think, and we had 600,000 people there, Zach. And so I like to do a PSA, public service announcement. I want to thank Roger Goodell. That's my guy. I don't care what nobody say.
I'll be honest. Hold on. Roger Goodell, I used to not be a fan. I used to not like him. I think he's the best commissioner in pro sports right now.
Because he has to juggle the owners and the players and the PA, the Players Association. But here's a guy that gets it, that says two things can be true. Yes, we love the draft, but this is a bucket list for people to come to Green Bay. And not only did we do an exceptional job, but the history of the Green Bay Packers were on display. And I live there. Mm-hmm. Well, I live in Milwaukee.
Sure.
So to have the draft in my backyard was platinum.
And also, it was such a cool scene because I feel like for years people go, when are the Packers going to draft a wide receiver in the first round, for crying out loud? First time since 2002. Mm-hmm. And they take the speedster and Matthew Golden. Awesome moment.
Now, full disclosure, I told one of my best friends, Justin Hayes, my partner with August Allen, I said, this the year. they're going to get a receiver.
Oh, so maybe I need to get your draft intel.
Well, he's a 10.
Forget about Jax Olbrich and everyone going on with the Atlanta Falcons. Yes. I need to talk to you before the draft.
Yes, we should touch on that.
What are you in the Packers front office for crying out loud?
Well, no, I just thought that it's a few games that that me and Justin talk about.
Mm-hmm.
The Philly game.
Yeah.
They had a couple of injuries on the offensive line, and they had a couple of injuries at wide receiver. So I'm thinking they're in full disclosure, as you know, I'm on the Packer board, mm-hmm. but I don't know anything.
maybe not.
this would seem the year. But I also thought they were going to get Brandon Ayuk going back in 2020.
Fair point.
But we got Jordan Love. Thank you, God. So you just don't know with these projections and things of that nature. But it just seemed like it's a good fit for Golden, who I met, by the way. And when Mark Murphy said, after 23 years, the crowd went crazy.
It was awesome.
It was pandemonium.
It was deafening people, on TV.
Some people didn't even hear the name that he called. They were just so happy to get a receiver because we had Watson, our platinum receiver. He's hurt. We'll be back to the beginning of the season. So receivers, right on point.
The inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, in studio with us. We'll talk about August Allen in just a bit and appreciate Leroy joining us in studio today. You said thank you, God, about Jordan Love. You're all in with the 2 years that we've seen Jordan Love starting on the Packers quarterback.
1,000%. Here's why. When Matt LaFleur and Gutekunst, our GM, mm-hmm. back in 2020, right in the pandemic, nobody could really thought what they were going to do. But these guys said to themselves, self, I was telling Melanie that coming up the stairs because I don't like elevators.
Yeah, Leroy, by the way, for folks that don't know, Leroy doesn't take the elevator.
I thought everybody knew that.
We're on the 10th floor.
I want them all taking out every building.
You walked up 10 flights of stairs.
Yeah.
You know, we should do social media content since I know content well.
Of course.
I'll jump on your back and you'll carry me up 10 flights of stairs.
Oh, hell no, I ain't doing that, man. You like 6'4", man, 200 pounds. You kidding me. But we're going to get a quarterback. But Zach, they moved up to get him 4 spots.
Yeah.
So we traded a spot.
And many people thought it was unnecessary to trade up.
Of course. Aaron Rodgers just had a 4th MVP. Why would you do that? Get him some weapons. But again, two things could be true. I want to be good now and in the future. We don't want to be like some of these other mm-hmm. teams that are always in the top 5, Chicago, that has these top quarterbacks. You got to get one when you don't need one. And that was, like you said, very unpopular. But people love the fact in the third year, it's when normally when quarterbacks take off. That's when Aaron Rodgers took off. That's when Brett Favre took off. So we expect Jordan Love to take off and be one of the best quarterbacks that he was drafted with. Look in 2020. The second round pick, Jalen Hurts, been to 2 Super Bowls, won one. So it's just, you got to get a quarterback when you don't need one to develop him over a few years and then let him take off.
I know you're very close with Deion Sanders, Coach Prime. What did you make of Shedeur Sanders falling all the way to the 5th round?
Well, here's the thing about that. I learned a lot from Deion. I learned about branding, and I learned about having the wherewithal mentally to know it ain't up to people to determine your future. So if you look at Shedeur, he was unbothered. He was disappointed. But they celebrated the 5th round.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also said to myself, self, I thought it was always good to have your father in your life. How is that wrong? I thought it was okay when, you know, the Manning boys, Eli, I don't want to go to the Chargers. You know, I want to go to New York. Okay, fine. And I thought, for the most part, wherever he goes, he's going to make a difference. So I just wanted him to get his dream. And his dream was to get drafted. But also, you can look at it as Deion saying on camera, he wouldn't allow him to go to certain places. And teams are like, well, because it's embarrassing, Zach, if a team drafts you and you don't want to go there. It's really embarrassing. So they were thinking, we select him. It may be a circus. He may not even show up. It's not true. Because right before the draft, Deion said, hey, listen, I ain't got nothing to do with it. paraphrasing, wherever he goes will be happy. So I just like that. Just because you project it, it's just an opinion of teams where you should go. That don't necessarily know you're going to go there. There's no guarantee you're going to go top five. I mean, just all the experts thought that he would go here. Then they kept saying he was going to fall. But I think the lesson learned from this, you need to just get an opportunity. But where he went, Zach was a head scratcher. They got Gabriel. He's a good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They got five quarterbacks in camp. Deshaun Watson said he's coming back. Flacco's there like their father. This guy's 200 years old. Flacco's a winner, though. So I just don't know how they can develop him. But after a while, they'll start to move guys. They'll either release guys. But I thought for sure the Giants would take him. They took Jackson Dart.
Yeah, right? In the first round, they traded back up to get him at 25.
That was a head-scratcher. But, hey, they got five or six quarterbacks in their camp.
You know, I'm curious about Coach Prime's future. Now, I know he signed that new deal at Colorado.
Yes.
We don't know about your alma mater with Florida State. I know they gave a long-term deal to Mike Norvell, but a lot changed within the last year.
Yes.
There's all these rumors about Coach Prime maybe going to the NFL one day. What do you think his future is as a coach? Could you see him one day coaching Florida State? Could you see him going to the NFL?
I think he's a college coach.
Okay.
I really do. It's a lot of college coaches. They love what they do. They don't really want to go to the pros. They want to teach and they want to help kids become men. When you get in the NFL, some guy on your team will tell you to go kick rocks. And you're like, but he's the star. And in the NFL, they get rid of coaches than star players. That's a circus.
Yeah.
But I think he'll stay at Colorado, put them on the map. Because he did. They went from one game winning to being a national powerhouse. And his recruiting is amazing.
I had a chance to go to the Big 12 championship last year, maybe go to the college football playoff, and came up small, unfortunately, up against Kansas. I agree with you. I hope he stays.
Yeah, I think he will. I think he will. Because I think that's he wants to develop young men to become men. I appreciate that.
Now, let me ask you about Rodgers, then we'll talk about August Allen, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler, in studio with us. I'm sick of Rodgers. At this point, I don't think that he's going to win a Super Bowl ever again. So I'm good if he calls it a career and retires. But ultimately, I think there will be drama. And I think ultimately he'll land with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Is that what you think?
Two things can be true. So I got a conspiracy and I have what I believe is the truth.
Okay.
The conspiracy, which I don't like doing it because I actually go to church. I think he wants them to change the offense to his liking. That's why he's not there yet.
In Pittsburgh?
And Arthur Smith is the coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guess and a conspiracy.
Okay.
That's the delay. You got to change all this. Otherwise, why would you throw passes to DK and not have Pickens there with them? So it's like I'm developing chemistry with a random guy and happen to be on the team that I'm rooming to go to.
I'll tell you my conspiracy.
Oh, I want to hear it. What is it?
I think he's begging the Minnesota Vikings to finally just take him. That's what I think that
he... Well, they traded for Sam Howell.
Yeah, and they have J.J. McCarthy, but I think they're hoping that things don't go well and he'll just take a cheap deal in Minnesota and they'll come around, but I don't think Minnesota's going to take him.
Then he would be like Brett. So
get those Wrangler jeans on, too.
Before Sam Howell, I think it was some daylight there. But the truth of it is, let's be honest. If you're 41 years old, do you want to go to an off-season program?
No.
Hell no. No.
You want to go to Egypt? You want to go to a cave? Out. You want to do ayahuasca?
I want to go look for a rare beetle in the Amazon. Only I can find a beetle and take a selfie with it. Okay, I'll play now. Pittsburgh needs him, and he needs Pittsburgh for legacy. But if you're Mike Tomlin, I'm sure. Did you see when they asked Rooney about it at the owners' meeting?
Oh, yeah.
He looked like he was passing a kidney stone when they asked. He was like, well, we're not going to wait too long, but
we're going to wait. It's like, we got no other options.
Dude, you're going to wait.
That's why they should have drafted Shador. They had multiple opportunities to draft Shador.
Facts. All facts. But your grandmother told you some things are too good to be true, it's not going to happen. If it's too much like right, it won't happen. But But I just wish he would have went, Shador would have went somewhere where they needed a quarterback and he can be the future, and it's a team that has good culture.
That would have been Pittsburgh. That's why I thought they were the perfect destination.
Pittsburgh or the Giants would have made sense. That's why I have to listen to these people think it's a conspiracy of him keep dropping and what's happening. It ain't got nothing to do with racism. It ain't got nothing to do with they don't like Deion. It's just that these people don't always get it right. That's why they're always in the top 10, Zach. Look at these teams. They're always losing organizations. They let people pass. I had the Houston Oilers shake my hand and say, we're going to take you number 16 in the first round.
Oh, my God.
When I got to their pick, I think the phone's going to ring. Crickets.
Huh.
So I sat back, and God saved me and sent me to the Packers. They don't always know. Their scouts are all over the place, and they don't always get it right. So what he got to do is go there and be focused. And we'll revisit this in a few years and say, why are these teams bad? Because they didn't get a quarterback like the Packers. We got us a quarterback.
Yeah, you guys had a quarterback for decade after decade after decade. Hall of Fame, Super Bowl, all that
exactly.
Stuff. All righty, let's do this. Justin is here. Justin, appreciate you coming on in. I know you guys got a bunch of stuff cooking with August Allen. Tell us what that is.
Well, the thing about it, me and Justin met with mutual friends. I was always a tech guy, but my grandmother say, stay in your lane. I like promotion.
I'm going to say,
like
you're
talking,
a promoter.
I like doing it, but Justin had a brilliant way. People had heard of AI.
Mm-hmm.
He brought in AR, and you basically developed me as a character to promote.
Huh.
So we did it for myself, the Leroy Butler experience. And we can make it the brains of it like me.
Mm-hmm.
Like the AI, you can ask it anything. Get me the nuclear codes. It'll get it for you, and you'll go to jail. If you ask my character something nefarious like that, what will it tell you? Just like
I would say, sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about it. I ain't going to jail. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't think you can replicate Leroy Butler, if I'm being honest.
No.
Right? I think that's a tough project for AI and AR. You know, the replicating you want to one, my friend.
Absolutely. And what's the difference between, because a lot of people don't even know that.
Between what? The
AI and AR?
AR is basically the yellow line in NFL football when you look on TV.
Oh,
so
very
that's
nice.
Augmented reality because they're putting a yellow line there. Or the tracers in tennis or golf, things like that.
Yes.
So we're putting an AR avatar in what do you call it? What did I just say?
Well, we put
in augmented reality. So we're adding him in, you know, he's not supposed to really be there. He's there. And then created the AI part of him, recorded his voice, and now it sounds just like him. And
awesome.
And it looks like me, too.
It knows your name. It remembers, conversations.
It's kind of scary stuff,
awesome.
Right?
Well, I wouldn't
scary,
use...
Scary, cool stuff.
I wouldn't even use scary, because that's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Scary. But...
had a few of those.
Stuff we all have. Trust me, my wife had some scary guys when she told them, don't call me no more. I'm with Leroy Butler. Mm-hmm. This is a long time ago. But...
So how do people check this out, by the way, if they want
to? The best way to do it is go to LeroyButlerExperience.com.
Perfect.
Or you can go to August Allen.
AugustAllenAR.com.
Yes. And if you're a company out there, we can develop it for you so we can market people. We did a big deal with Visit Milwaukee that we're doing that Justin put together. So he's a perfect guy to do that.
So are you guys going to keep Giannis in Milwaukee? You know, just virtually? And then he'll get traded to your Lakers or something?
Don't do that.
Melanie,
this is when you're supposed to cut him off.
I had to yell at you.
You know I'm a Laker fan.
I had to yell at you to keep Giannis in Milwaukee. Now I think he's leaving.
No, he's not going anywhere. No.
Okay.
The city will,
He'll
it's unfortunate that Dame got hurt.
Terrible.
It got hurt. But my Lakers are in trouble, too.
Yeah.
So I'm not having
a
good time. But I'll blame it all on Gary. I'll blame it on Boomer.
Yeah. Anyway, Justin, Leroy, always good to see you guys. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much, Zach.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure, my brother.
You got it. We'll take a time out. This is Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming on back after these short messages.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is Zach Gelbshaw on the Infinity Sports Network. I would say the two pending biggest news items right now in the NFL is where Aaron Rodgers is going to land and, like, when does he sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers? And then also, will the Brock Purdy contract extension get done? Those are the two questions, the two big NFL questions right now. When will Rodgers to the Steelers happen, and when will the Brock Purdy contract get done that we just don't have an answer to? And I feel very confident in saying it's not a matter of if they get done, it's just when they get done. Purdy's going to get paid. Rodgers, if you tell me one of those two things aren't going to happen, Stu, would you agree with this? Rodgers going to Pittsburgh, Brock Purdy getting a contract extension. If you say one of those two things won't happen, I think both ultimately will. It's probably Rodgers not going to the Steelers just because he's a freaking yes. wild card.
Yeah, wild card, could retire, could be holding out for another team. Yeah, I think Purdy will definitely get done.
Yeah, I like what Leroy said, though. Like, at this rate, he just don't want to go through probably much of the offseason calendar, which then, how effective is he going to actually be? This is not, oh, you're an offensive line. It's not, oh, you're Michael Strahan, just show up and go rush the quarterback, you'll be fine. This is the heartbeat of the team, the quarterback. Tom Brady was fighting through a global pandemic, and he was dragging receivers out to fields when they said don't see people to get his team ready for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So it's Rodgers once again half-assing it, to no surprise. Also, Leroy Butler's very close to Coach Prime, Deion Sanders. He was going through all the Shador landing spots that could happen, and he said that the Steelers would have been the perfect destination. He then looks at the Giants and said, oh, that's questionable. Interesting that they ended up going Jackson Dart over Shador Sanders. The Browns, he didn't seem too optimistic about them. Just because, right, the Browns always ruin quarterbacks anyway. They can never find their quarterback. And you got a lot of young quarterbacks on the roster. I know we kind of make fun of Kenny Pickett and you know, Dylan Gabriel isn't viewed as a high commodity, but there's questions about Shador Sanders now, what his ceiling could be. So if you're a fifth-round pick, Kenny Pickett was a first-round pick, Dylan Gabriel was a third-round pick, just based off pick, there's more expected out of Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel. Now, with that being said, I think context is important. I don't think any team but the Cleveland Browns had Dylan Gabriel going in the third round and their second quarterback on the board. And also, Kenny Pickett, yes, was a first-round pick, but now he's on his third team. So that loses the luster. My expectations are still the highest for Shador Sanders out of those three quarterbacks. So we'll go around the room here. Who is the team that will ultimately regret not taking Shador Sanders the most? Mine's the Steelers. What's the Steelers' long-term plan? What is their plan? Right? We've seen teams that have had quarterbacks, great quarterbacks. Brady with the Patriots. Drew Brees with the Saints. You look at other teams as well in the NFL where you get rid of the quarterback and not everyone could be Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love. There are teams that have a legend and then can't replace their guy. Like the Patriots, they went through Mac Jones, and now they have Drake May. I think Drake May could be their guy. The Saints, at least they took Tyler Shuck in the second round. I don't think they should have done that. I think they should have drafted Shador Sanders. But at least you're calling your shot. At least you're trying to get this done. For the Steelers, what have they really done? Mason Rudolph, Duck Hodges, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. Yeah, they drafted Kenny Pickett in the first round, but Kenny Pickett, I don't think, was ever viewed to be a better quarterback than what Shador Sanders could have been. So I think you could have got the, it would have been a wild dynamic. Imagine if you would have had all the hoopla surrounding Aaron Rodgers and then all the hoopla that surrounds Shador Sanders and you put them in the same locker room. That kind of would have been, it would have been fun to follow. But it wouldn't have given Shador and Shador's camp the ability to demand to play right away if Aaron Rodgers in that locker room. And I kind of think Aaron Rodgers and Shador Sanders would have got along. I do. I think that, in a weird way, I think the two of them would have got along. And I think Shador would have had enough respect to Aaron Rodgers. So I would sit here and say the Steelers messed it up the most because, at least, like, even though I think Shador's better than Jackson Dart, at least the Giants identified their guy and they called their shot. The Saints, they identified their guy, they called their shot. I look at the Steelers, where is this going? You're going to bring in Rodgers for a year, and then what? Your team is never bad enough where you're in position to go get a guy at the tippy-tippy top of the draft. So this was your moment to get a guy that I thought was a first-round talent. Some people said he was a second-round talent. No one thought he was going to fall to the fifth round. I know the Steelers didn't have an abundance of picks. Okay, so you make a move at 21. You get the defensive tackle. But then you had two other picks, and you ended up taking a running back, and then you took Jack Sawyer. I would have much rather have used the pick on Shador Sanders, and you still could have brought in Aaron Rodgers. It wouldn't be using Shador in the first round. Then that probably precludes you from bringing in Aaron Rodgers. But you still could have brought in Aaron Rodgers. You have Mike Tomlin who knows how to manage distractions. Like, look at Antonio Brown, right? Antonio Clown. He was someone, the ultimate distraction. And for the most part, things were kind of kept hush-hush, quiet, swept under the rug in Pittsburgh. So you're telling me Mike Tomlin couldn't manage the distractions that would come with Aaron Rodgers and Shador Sanders? And you could have got him later on in this draft? If I'm the Steelers, that's the team I think is going to regret him the most because I still don't know, even if you bring in Aaron, what ends up being your plan to fix the quarterback situation and find someone that you could feel maybe the replacement to Big Ben one day. Stu, who's your team that you look back and you say, okay, that's going to be the team that regrets not drafting Shador Sanders the most when he was falling?
I'm actually going to go with my Raiders. They bring in Geno Smith, who is a fine quarterback, but he's probably a stopgap quarterback, so they don't have a guy for the future. And they had seven opportunities to draft him.
Yeah.
They had three
in the third round.
Three in the third round. It's just, two in the fourth round. So I was pretty shocked they did that. And, you know, nothing against Cam Miller from North Dakota State in the sixth round, but I don't think they found their guy to be the long-term answer quarterback. And you could have gotten him in the third or fourth round, and that would have been possibly
Wait, they
possibly
drafted a quarterback, the Raiders?
They did.
Who they draft?
Cam Miller, North Dakota State. Huh. Sixth round, 215.
Is he going to be Carson Wentz? Is he going to be Trey Lance?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So I think it's the Raiders.
There was another North Dakota State quarterback. Oh, the guy was on the Chargers.
Oh, Easton Stick?
Yes. Good job. Stu knows all the bum quarterbacks.
I know the North Dakota State quarterbacks.
Stu could be the bum quarterback expert.
Yeah,
they definitely should bring you on the draft coverage. Anytime there's a bum, Stu, this guy's a bum. Oh, my God. People, I remember when I worked at SiriusXM NFL Radio. I think that was... people were raving about Easton Stick and the Chargers organization. Oh, they got a steal. They got a steal. All right. Was he? How long has he been there? Yeah, it's since 2019. That would line up. Oh, my God. He's now on the Falcons. Jeez. Easton Stick. I did not think we'd be talking about him today. But I agree with you. Like, the Raiders, you know what? The Raiders are actually, they still have a lot to build. But you have Genty. You have Brock Bowers. That's two pretty good offensive weapons. The problem is, how long is it going to take you to find your quarterback? And Geno Smith, like you said, is a stopgap guy. And that's why I think there would have been no harm in drafting Shador. But they probably looked at it as, oh, Geno Smith is good. He's solid. But let's be real. Is Geno Smith the guy that's going to prevent people from saying, hey, Shador shouldn't play? It's not like you have a Mahomes or Josh Allen there. Or even a 40-something-year-old Aaron Rodgers where he just has the respect amongst the league. Samta, who's the team? I take the Steelers. Stu takes the Raiders. I will ultimately regret not drafting Shador Sanders.
I'm going to go with the Steelers and the Raiders. No.
I have a list.
I have a list. No, I think it's the Giants. I think it's so obvious. I was fine with them not taking him three and going with Abdul Carter. But once they traded up and went with Jackson Dart, I think we've all said it. And listen, I don't watch tape the way some of these guys watch tape. But man, oh man, oh man. What I watched on Sundays to see Jackson Dart as a first round pick to go over Shador. Mm-hmm. I've said it all along. Like guys with big arms and guys with all these measurables never work out the way that we expect them to. The Kyle Bowlers and the Jeff Georges. We're talking about a guy like Shador who's accurate, who's smart, who's dedicated, who understands defenses, who grew up around the game. Say what you will about being cocky. Like, the best quarterbacks we've talked about over our lifetimes, for the most part, Peyton and Brady, they didn't have the best arms. They were accurate. They were smart. They understood defenses. They understood playbooks. And at the end of the day, once you snap Shador in line, and maybe the slide will do that, the dude is going to be good.
Here's the other thing, too. And I've watched a good amount of Jackson Dart. I still think the Giants should have let me be abundantly clear. The Giants should have taken Shador Sanders over Jackson Dart. Brian Daboll, though, type of quarterback is a Jackson Dart. A risk taker, aggressive, an all or nothing guy with some mobility as well. And Shador Sanders, I think that's a misnomer about him. He is mobile. He's just not a north-south runner. He's a sideline-to-sideline runner like Mahomes is, where he extends the play. But Jackson Dart, Stu, I don't know if I caught you off guard there when I clapped. Do you have any idea what the clapping is?
Yeah, I got it after a minute. It was the Gruden Dart clap.
It's one of the most cringeworthy draft videos I've ever seen, where he stands up there. If Jackson Dart doesn't turn out to be good, that's what's going to get played. Just him standing up there looking like a doofus. Like, as he has a grin on his face, just we clap as that's the snap count. Oh, my God. I've watched that video 3,000 times. I did go and watch the entire Gruden interview. I'll tell you, I don't know why every quarterback doesn't do the Gruden stuff. Like, I guess Cam Ward didn't need to do the number one overall pick. Shador would have benefited from the Gruden stuff. I don't believe Will Howard or Jackson Dart would be successful NFL quarterbacks. I watch both those QB camps. They come off as so likable on there. And I think Gruden does a really good job because he takes you through that process like we've never seen before. All right, it is Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, Samter, by the way, before I get to Take 5 Wednesday, which we'll do on the other side, do you have these odds, the Belichick odds? Let's do that on the other side. So, Samter, I haven't read this article, but Samter, there are betting odds out there on how Bill Belichick and his girlfriend actually met. The story is it claims to be on a plane, but since Jordan Hudson's like, oh, we're not talking about that. Now people are questioning if that's how they actually met. On an airplane. Update time first. Here's Zach. All righty. It is Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It's time to answer Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Thomas in Indianapolis says, Zach, do you think the NBA needs to suspend Tyrese Halliburton's father from going to games? So ban him. You could submit a question by tweeting at INF Sports Editor at Zach Gelb using the hashtag Ask the Pros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I get the question. Because if that was like a regular fan, like if Stu ran onto the court and went nose to nose with Giannis Antetokounmpo, Stu would not only be in jail right now, he would never be able to go to any NBA stadium ever again. Because it's Tyrese Halliburton's father, probably not much will come out of this, but I don't think there needs to be a punishment. I think the guy's a dope. And what annoys me the most is Tyrese Halliburton usually doesn't get a lot of credit. And people usually try to take away from him. They call him the most overrated player in the NBA. He had a moment last night. And instead of talking about his son's moment and Tyrese Halliburton's moment, we're talking about his dopey dad. That's what we're doing. So I don't need to sit here and be like, oh, I'm outraged. Oh, you know, we need to suspend the father from going to games. It is what it is, folks. It was stupid what happened. It was idiotic what happened. I wish Giannis would have punched him. But I'm not going to sit here and be like, we need to have Tyrese Halliburton's father held accountable, and he needs to be banned from ever going to NBA games again. I'm just not going to do that. All righty, let's get to a little Take 5 Wednesday.
The football season might be over.
What, over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
But don't you worry. There are still rankings to be made.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
So get ready as Zach gives you his top five in this week's special edition of Take 5 Wednesday.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff.
righty, here's the topic today. The top five most shocking draft day slides. In at number five, Laremy Tunsil. So 10 minutes before the draft started, his Twitter account posted a video of him doing a little gas mask. 10 minutes before the draft started. Remember, in the pre-draft process, at times, he was projected to be the number one overall selection at Tennessee. Then the Rams traded up. They got the number one overall pick. It ended up being Jared Goff. The Eagles also traded up twice to get the second overall pick. They took Carson Wentz. But he was perceived to be, at one point, the number one player in the draft. And teams started taking him off the board because there's this gas mask video. So he's like, what's a big issue? Today, there'd be no issue about it. But back then, that's a big issue. And he ended up falling all the way to 13. Dan Marino in at number four. We know the career Dan Marino did go on to have, but here are the quarterbacks that went before Dan Marino. John Elway, understandable. Todd Blackledge, former Penn State quarterback. Jim Kelly ended up obviously having a very good career. Hall of Famer. Ken O'Brien. Oh, Santa, that's got to hurt you. Kenny O'Brien in at 24. And then the J-E-T-S, Jets, who could have got Dan Marino, end up seeing Dan Marino go to Miami Dolphins in at 27. So I have Dan Marino in at number four. Brady Quinn. So Brady Quinn, in that draft, Jamarcus Russell was number one overall. It was expected. But Brady Quinn had a really good college career at Notre Dame. Now, there were some questions about Brady Quinn. I still thought most people thought Brady Quinn would be a top 10 pick. And him falling in the green room with that suit on and that hair, and it just looks like he's sweating. I felt really bad for him. Brady Quinn ended up going to 22. In at number two, Aaron Rodgers. Here's why, to me, Aaron Rodgers is more shocking than Brady Quinn. Because Aaron Rodgers was talked about. That was a big debate. We knew that Jamarcus Russell in the Brady Quinn draft was going to be the number one overall pick. There was a big debate right up to the wire. Would it be Alex Smith or would it be Aaron Rodgers going number one overall to the San Francisco 49ers? So it's one thing where Aaron Rodgers doesn't get taken number one overall and ends up being Alex Smith. It's another thing where Aaron Rodgers falls all the way down to 24. So Aaron Rodgers in number two. And then in number one, I don't think this is in the moment. I don't think this is hot takey. You could have an opinion on Shador Sanders. I know he's very polarizing, right? And people could be like, oh, Shador is not as great as what you think. I think Shador's a good quarterback. I've always said that. Not great, good. And I understand some people having a second round grade on him. But even if you didn't think Shador was going to be all that and you were critical of Shador, if I would have told you this time last week, and it would have been a day before the draft, that Shador Sanders wouldn't go in day one, okay, fine. If I then would have told you he wouldn't go in day two, you would have said, I'm out of my mind. And if I would have told you not only would he go on day three, but it wouldn't be in the fourth round, it would be in the fifth round, you would say, Zach, if that's true, give me the lottery numbers tonight. So Shador Sanders, to me, is the most shocking draft day slide of all time. In number five, Laremy Tunsil. In number four, Dan Marino. In number three, Brady Quinn. In number two, Aaron Rodgers. And in number one, Shador Sanders. Now, we will do Speak Now, Forever Hold Your Peace. I will preface it by saying there is one omission I have here. That there was one in particular that I felt really bad about leaving off. We'll see if we address that, though, and Speak Now, Forever Hold Your Peace. Samter, what do you got?
Well, I'll start with our best friend, the guy who loves shaking my hands and staying around for full interviews with you. What about Mr. Warren Sapp?
So here's why I'm not shocked by it. It's the five most shocking draft day slides. Don't get me wrong. We all knew Warren Sapp was going to be a great player. But now knowing a lot about Warren Sapp, he's kind of a jerk. So I could see why he would rub people the wrong way or why people wouldn't believe in Warren Sapp, the person, not the football player, but the person in the pre-draft process. That's why I didn't put him in the top five.
And the main thing really was he was supposed to be the number one overall pick. It was that he tested positive or he was caught smoking weed, which nowadays it doesn't really even seem to matter. Yeah. But like for him to drop back and then us Jets fans cheering, we want Sapp,
yeah,
and then getting Kyle Brady. But that was one of the big ones that was shocking to me, just because even if he fell off of one to like three or four, I didn't think he'd go to like 12 or whatever he went to.
12, yeah.
How about Geno Smith? He was the best quarterback we thought in that draft. Only draft ever to not have a quarterback in the first round. He fell to the second round.
So it was surprising he didn't go in the first round. When I saw Geno Smith play at West Virginia, I never thought he was going to be all that. And for the first, 10 years of his career, he wasn't. And then he had this incredible career comeback where people wrote him off, but he didn't write back his line. So I just never really thought that Gino was really all that to begin with, is why I didn't include him there.
And we obviously know why he dropped, but Johnny Manziel went from being potentially the number one overall pick to going, 22, 24?
I always view Johnny Manziel, and I was rooting for Johnny Manziel because I just like what he brought to college football. I think a lot of people had their questions about Johnny Manziel as a pro quarterback and a lack of commitment, which obviously proven to be true.
A guy who's still in the league right now, some thought he could go number one or at least top five, fell to the second round, Will Levis.
I thought he'd be a first-round pick just because the way that he was hyped up, so I was surprised that he fell to the second round. But whenever I would watch Will Levis, and I had Will Levis on when he was at Kentucky on this network multiple times, I never thought that Will Levis was worthy of really being a top-five pick, if I'm being fair.
This was a little bit different circumstances, but the SEC Defensive Player of the Year, obviously first openly gay player in the draft and in the NFL, Michael Sam, dropping to the seventh round despite being the SEC Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, so I look back on when he was projected to get drafted. Some people said third round grade, others said fourth round grade. To me, it was a moment, obviously, where I think where we were at in society then, it wasn't a good reflection and it wasn't a good moment for society, because I do think teams took him off that draft board because he was gay, and that's absolutely stupid in my opinion. Let me be abundantly clear. I just don't think it's as notable, really, because Sam didn't really do much, and I don't think that anyone... We talk about notable falls, usually guys that we thought could be first-round picks or so, and to me, Michael Sam was never considered to be a first-round pick.
And I'm guessing this might be the one that you are worried about leaving off your list. Randy Moss...
I hated it.
Who
yep.
some thought was a top two or three talent in the draft, falling into the 20s because of character concerns.
Yeah, and that's the thing. There was just a reason why people were doubting Randy Moss. That's why, to me, it was top five most shocking. And people thought Moss was going to fall in the draft because of character concerns. And he eventually told everyone in the league, basically, go shove it. Because I think he's the second or third greatest wide receiver of all time in the history of the NFL. Obviously, Jerry Rice is the GOAT. All righty, let's take five Wednesday. Give me the odds real quickly here on why Bill Belichick and his girlfriend, or where Bill Belichick and his girlfriend actually met, because now people don't believe the story.
And even though Belichick came out with a statement confirming that they did meet on an airplane going to Florida, Bovada has some odds that are pretty funny. Leading the way, met on Tinder at minus 140.
I think it'd be more Raya. I don't think Belichick's on Tinder. I would think it'd be more like private and celebrity, like a Raya app.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Not farmersonly.com? Number
Belichick
two.
Belichick going to start doing matcha commercials and also Viagra commercials.
There
this year.
We go. Or hymns.
Yeah.
Met through Amanda Belichick, second at plus 550, tied with met at a Bill Belichick Foundation event.
I could see the Foundation event. I don't think Bill Belichick's daughter would be trying to set up Bill Belichick, you know, her father with a 24-year-old.
A lot of times it's not the daughter trying to set them up. It's just like, you know, they're around and, oh, by the way, your dad's cute. Let's just see what happens.
Amanda Belichick, though, is not like she's got to be in her 30s, late 30s, I would imagine.
I mean, if he can date someone 30, 40 years younger than him, 50 years younger than him, then Amanda Belichick can hang out with someone.
She's 41. Yeah. I don't think she's hanging out with 24-year-old Jordan Hudson.
That's I hang out with 24-year-olds all the time. It's crazy. Met on Ashley Madison at plus 850.
Huh. Okay.
These two are very odd. Commissioned her for a henna tattoo or hired her as a dog walker at plus 1,200.
I take the dog walker one.
I like the henna tattoo.
Yeah.
Plus 1,500.
She thought she was going to walk a golden retriever. Then it was something else.
Something else. Plus 1,500 met on OnlyFans.
I'm not going to touch that one.
This one is funny. I enjoy. Plus 1,600, double date with Rob Gronkowski.
I thought you were going to say Robert Kraft. That would probably be in the better age of the girls that Robert and Bill look for.
And then speaking of Robert Kraft, met at Orchids of Asia Spa, plus 5,000.
Oh, no. I think they shut down. Maybe we'll send Stu there one day. All righty. Fun show today. Stu Sampson, thank you so much. Big thanks to Ryan Hickey, Dante Thornton Jr., and also Leroy Butler. And a big thanks to each and every one of you. I'm on vacation the next few days. We'll be back Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific time. Enjoy, everybody. Appreciate you tuning on in. We out. Bye-bye. Peace.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.